few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gillibo. Welcome back to Side Hustle School. I want to kick things off right here from the beginning. Got a great story. And let's talk about some principles of money as it relates to our show and our stories. Now, every day on the show, I'm telling you a different story of somebody who makes money apart from their day job. And for the most part, that person is making real money. Like, it has to be at least $500 a month. And very often it's $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 a month, or even more. Now, a number of years ago, I wrote a book called The $100 Startup. And in that book, I was also featuring people who started a business without spending a lot of money. Like, that was the core principle, right? Start a business without going into debt, you know, by using the skills you already have and so on. Everything that I talk about every day on the show in different ways. But it was funny because I thought that title was pretty good, The $100 Startup. And I still think it's good, actually. But ever since, I get the occasional complaint from somebody who said, like, hey, I read the book and like you featured somebody's story who started their business with $345. So this is kind of false advertising, you know? And I'm like, okay, like I didn't call it the $345 startup. That's true. But this is really about a principle, okay? Like if you spend $105 on your business, that's still pretty good, you know? So the first concept here is to spend as little as possible. Like that's what it means, right? So there may be times when you actually do need to invest in your business. And the best time to do that, like when do you actually choose to invest in your business? Well, the best time to do that is when the business is already working. When it has more than just potential, when it has more than promise, it actually has proof. And you also know, or at least you have high confidence, that making an investment will likely help you grow the business much further. Okay, so in today's story, for example, they started with $15,000 and then they later spent up to $90,000 on their business. Now, if you think, whoa, those are big numbers, like I totally agree. Again, the point is that this only happened when they knew they were onto something. And then the business went on to make more than $100,000 last year and is on track to do much more going forward. So yes, they are some big numbers, but the same principle holds true whether you're talking about $100, $1,000, or whatever it is. The first principle is to spend as little as possible. And then the second is to make sure your success is leading the way instead of you chasing it, right? So if something's not working, don't keep throwing money after it. And the story today is about a sweet tooth dentist who creates a sugar-free caramel company. So let's say a quick thanks to today's sponsor, and then we'll unwrap this episode. Day after day, Manhattan pediatric dentist Jenny Thekakandam heard the parents of her patients talking about the same thing, the distasteful state of sugar-free candy. Wanting to remain on their dentist's good side, they searched high and low, but despite their best efforts, they couldn't find a sugar-free candy that both tasted good and satisfied the cravings of their pickiest eaters. Almost as disappointing as the taste of sugar-free candy was the fact that many of them were too acidic to be truly good for teeth, not to mention packed to their wrappers with artificial sweeteners, flavors, and colors. This was problematic for Jenny, who was in the business of healthy teeth. So naturally, she started experimenting, which is, as you know, how many great side hustles begin. On the weekends, her tiny apartment kitchen would transform into a small-scale factory of sticky delights. She played around with lots of different recipes, but where she really found sweet success was in a batch of sugar-free caramels. It wasn't long until her husband, Tommy, took notice and decided to join in on the action. Countless iterations later, their mission to concoct the perfect sugar-free caramel recipe was still missing something. They wanted to make sure they had both those tooth-friendly ingredients and amazing flavors for their chewy creations, so they decided to look outside of their kitchen for a set of more knowledgeable taste buds. Those taste buds came in the form of professional chef and twice recipient of a coveted James Beard Pastry Award, Michael Lesconis. After a series of tweaks, their recipe was finally complete. The finished product was a delicious caramel that would help reduce harmful acidity and cavity-causing bacteria on your teeth. They were also soft enough not to damage teeth or dental work, and unlike their sugary counterparts, they melted away within minutes. It was now time to see if they had created a product that consumers would really sink their teeth into. Fortunately, this was not their first rodeo. Both Tommy and Jenny had some previous entrepreneurial experience, Tommy with a catering business and Jenny with a nonprofit. They decided to give their small kitchen a much-needed break and rented out a commercial kitchen instead. One weekend, they painstakingly cooked, cut, and wrapped 300 bags of caramel. With the help of Jenny's parents pitching in as volunteer candy wrappers, it was all hands on deck because they were gearing up for the Long Island City Winter Market, where they had rented a booth. Their first goals were humble. They thought if they could just sell one-third of their product, which was 100 bags, it would be a good sign for their side hustle. However, they were greeted with a decadent surprise. They completely sold out of all 300 bags and were flush with cash. The good news came wrapped with a big challenge. They knew that they couldn't keep producing the caramels on the scale they needed to by themselves, so they searched to find a manufacturing partner. As they quickly found out, though, searching for a partner is not nearly as clear-cut as their caramels. Their search was exhaustive. Tommy said that they probably reached out to upwards of 100 potential manufacturers. Each time they'd get to a manufacturer who wasn't the right fit or didn't have the capabilities they needed, they'd ask them for more recommendations. When they came to a partner who was willing to spend a significant amount of time talking to them on the phone, going through the process, and asking his own questions about what they would ultimately need, they knew they had the right outfit. This was important to them because it showed that the company was clearly thinking about how to deliver a great product, not just something they could produce quickly and cheaply. Despite all the research, it wasn't until a year later that they were able to fully utilize this partnership. They ended up in quite a sticky situation initially when their partners struggled to duplicate their recipe. During this time, they continued to produce all of their caramel in their own kitchen, which was exhausting for the couple who had now had a new baby. But their perseverance paid off. In order to get their sugar-free caramels out to the sweet tooth masses, they started selling on Amazon. They also branched out to wholesaling their product to retailers and other dental practices. The bulk of sales are coming from Amazon, about 60%, and then 30% through wholesaling to retailers and dental practices, with about 10% direct through their website. What does it all add up to? Well, this year, Tommy and Jenny are projected to bring in around $100,000 in sweet, sweet profit. Their startup costs were about $15,000, but since then, they've also invested almost $90,000 back into the company. These investments only happened as the company became profitable, and it's helped them create new flavors, including chocolate, ginger, coffee, and spiced rum. With every risk along the way, the couple figured out the fastest and most cost-effective way to validate it, and then moved on from there. This strategy worked out so well that at some point, Tommy even quit his job to dedicate his full focus to the business, which is now located in Durham, North Carolina. So they now have a solid recipe and online presence for the business. They're selling through Amazon, they're selling to those other dental practices. The next phase is to start introducing their caramels to retail stores, particularly the ones with a natural food focus. That way, they'll be more likely to make direct connections with consumers without making all the confections in their kitchen. The side hustle journey is not always linear. In fact, it often isn't. It's filled with twists and turns. It's filled with changes, challenges, obstacles, other things you have to overcome. And the people who are the most successful tend to start with a dream and then turn that dream into practical reality as soon as possible. They ask hard questions of themselves. When they encounter obstacles, they look for solutions. They start with a problem, but they're willing to consider different solutions. And of course, they're willing to work hard. If you'd like to check out some of these amazing sugar-free caramels, just search for Tom and Jenny's on Amazon, or of course, check out the links in our show notes page. As always, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Those show notes for today are at sidehustleschool.com/514. That's a wrap for episode 514. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.